On a weekend, there was so much to celebrate on the field and so much to forget off it. Well, the NRL can look forward to a great round this weekend, and so can we as Roosters fans, as we stand as one with our Indigenous heritage players and, of course, all our Indigenous community. It's a great round, a great initiative by the NRL and a great initiative by the Roosters. The jersey looks fantastic. The players are set to go. But, Beetso, it would be remiss of me not to show respect to the Indigenous people of this great country of ours, Australia, and have you do an acknowledgement to country on our intro to Roosters Radio this week.
Yeah, thanks, Bush. Thanks, Silk. Just want to do an acknowledgement to country. I'd like to acknowledge all the elders past, present and in the future on the Gadigal land that we stand on right now. And, you know, just in terms of the NRL and what they're doing and everybody in the Roosters Radio community, welcome.
Well, thanks for that, Pete. So there's so much news in Rooster Town this week. Holbrook to St. Helens. JT, assistant coach, signs back at the Roosters. Teddy's here for 4 years. Kane DePara. SKD, the elephant in the room. And, of course, the Indigenous round. Blake Ferguson comes on tonight's show, Silky. Can't wait for that one. But let's touch on it first. Beetso, you've got the scoop. Justin Holbrook to St. Helens. What happened?
Well, the word on the street, boys, is that Justin Holbrook, the whole process, it come down to this. It was like the blind auditions for The Voice. So three candidates got selected. Justin Holbrook was one of them. However, he sent three resumes back to England. None of the names were attached to the resumes. And they just went on the resumes, as if who's got the best criteria, everything like that. And they selected one resume, and it just happened to be Justin Holbrook, Roosters assistant coach.
Wow. That's a good way.
I just say a great appointment too? Like, he's been in the system for quite a number of years, a champion bloke to boot, and, you know, I wish him all the best on his journey over there to the UK.
Played in an Anzac Day game at the stadium and didn't play too badly, I can tell you. He was a fair footballer, Justin Holbrook, and obviously a great loss to the Roosters, but a great gain for St Helens, I should say. Silky, your man, Tiger Town, JT. He's back at the Roosters. We're always very fond of JT when he's here. We were fond of him when he went to Tiger Town, and I reckon it's great to have him back in Rooster territory.
I'm one Roosters fan who's happy to have him back. I'm not sure what the greater Rooster community thinks of it, but look, he was there in 2013 when we won the comp.
It's a thumbs up.
It's a thumbs up from Beetso, so I can see that. He's a great coach. Make no bones about it. I know he's already been down there at Allianz. He's been in the Roosters HQ. We were speaking to Ryan Madison last night at the Rooster Junior Rep Awards, where Maddo and Johnny Tuivasa were there to hand out the awards, and Maddo said he's already been there. His appointment starts immediately, so expect things from JT to happen, and I for one am excited about it.
Can I tell you how confident in the office they were of him coming back? They've still got pens and pencils with his name on it in the office, they reckon. They said that last night. We laughed. But look, congratulations, JT. Welcome back to our club, mate. Welcome to the fold. And we love having you back. And look forward to speaking to you next week on Roosters Radio. Teddy signs for 4 years. Beetso, thoughts?
Thoughts on Teddy. I think he's an absolute superstar. You know, we're getting him leading up to his prime of his career. I think no better fullback in the game at the moment.
Silky?
Absolutely wrapped. I'm that happy we got him. You know, we're going to have to get Mini on in the next couple of weeks to find out what it took to secure the signature. But look, I'm absolutely wrapped. You know, there's a bit of conjecture out there about the price tag, but I think he's worth every cent.
Yeah, a couple of gelatos, few affogatos, and away he goes. Teddy signs.
Listen, just quickly before we move on to Kane, I just wanted to apologise. Billy Slater's come back with a massive bang, so they're on par as best fullbacks together.
Oh, Queenslanders.
Yeah.
Kane Evans to Parramatta Beetso. One of our great players, you know, Fijian heritage. Does so much work in the community. Look, we all know he's got a drop ball in him, but he's also got a great hit. He's got great meters, got great yardage. This is an opportunity he deserves.
Oh, I think so. Look, he'll be a starting front rower there, no doubt about it. And in terms of what he brings to that club, I think he can take over to the Parramatta Eels the culture that he's had here at the Roosters. He epitomises what the culture is here at the Roosters.
He's unbelievable.
Yeah, blood, sweat and tears.
He's a great young man. Bush, we spoke to his dad, Peter, in the dressing rooms after Anzac Day. And it basically came down to opportunity. He wants to get more game time. And you can't knock a young, I think Kane's about 25 now,
yep,
who's just looking to get more game time in first grade. Wish him all the best. Who will ever forget that hit he put on Sam Cassiano?
Wow. Mate, unbelievable. And I just love the smile. Every time you see him, he smiles from 15
great
meters
kid
away. And just a beautiful young man. All right, SKD boys, the elephant in the room. You know, we don't want to say too much about it, but, you know, we want to say that we're right behind him. He's been terrific to our radio program. He's been terrific as a Rooster, on and off the field. You know, unfortunately, we're going to have to let the whole thing play out in the media. But, you know, we wish him the best, because what people don't realise is everyone makes mistakes. And I'm sure that, you know, whatever comes out of this, you know, will come out. But he has got the full support of Roosters Radio behind him for the community work he does, what he does on the field, what he does for the kids and the, you know, local juniors. He's amazing.
Look, I'm not saying I condone what's happened. However, you know, people forget that all these NRL players are only human in terms of that. So the choices they make off the field, obviously they're in the limelight in terms of what happens, and they are role models and cert. But at the end of the day, we do forget that they are human and they are allowed to make mistakes, if that's what you call it. So,
well, Beto, you've knocked the nail on the head. It's choices, and for this one, maybe a poor choice was made. Look, the Roosters have stood him down indefinitely pending the conclusion of the club's investigation, coinciding with the NRL Integrity Unit. And I dare say we should probably just leave it there until there's more news on that comes to hand.
Yep, we can only wish him the best. Beto, the big news. We did it at the start, very respectfully, I hope. Must be very good for you, you know, to have such a wonderful heritage in this game, in your own family, but then as a nation, you know, you're a member of a proud Indigenous community, and the recognition that, you know, is of this round is deserved so much, and it's been a long time coming. So this must make you feel like not only the gap's closing, but you must feel a sense of pride.
Mate, look, I had goosebumps when you were just talking about it just then, really. So much pride, so much emotion into this weekend. I think seeing all 16 clubs wearing an Indigenous jersey and wearing it proudly too, I might add. So hats off to the NRL for that. Hats off to the Roosters for their work that they do behind the scenes in terms of Indigenous culture with the players, also with the fans and things like that. Look, they've engaged with ABSEC and Recognise on the day. I mean, Recognise, they do the campaign to recognise Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people in the Constitution. And they also, you know, They've got a couple of goals. They talk about celebrating the legacy of the 1967 referendum and the people who sort of put that in motion. They've also got another goal, which is to have 1 million conversations about recognition. So, and look, we've got ABSEC too. You know, they're the Aboriginal Child, Family and Community Care State Secretariat. So at the moment, they're a non-profit organisation. So they help out families, they help out kids in hard times, and they put them in touch with other organisations that help out as well in terms of making their life a little bit better. So, look, I just want to say a special shout-out to one person, Helen Saunders, the Roosters community manager.
Great lady.
Yeah, she is. And you know what? She's done a great thing in organising this whole day at the Roosters venue. So.
Well, on that point, you know, there's a lot going on as part of Indigenous Round. We'll be having a welcome to country at the match, a smoking ceremony and some cultural dancing as well. So that'll be all part of Indigenous Round. But let's not forget, boys, it's also Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yes.
It's a big day.
Well, let's get there. What are you doing?
I'm going the footy.
Yeah, nothing, no better place. We're working, aren't we?
Yeah, we are.
Oh, mate, I'll be there. You put it this way, you'll see me down on the field, hopefully, with all the little kids running around as well. So
yeah, the Mighty Paddo Colts.
Mighty Paddo Colts are there. And you know what? The Roosters have done a great thing too, because where they're holding the game, it's on La Perouse Land Council, Gadigal Land. So they've invited the La Perouse side to come and play as well.
What a great initiative, you know, just to recognise this. And, you know, as Roosters fans, we all should get behind this great day Sunday and be good to your mums. You're listening to Roosters Radio. Back in a minute with Blake Ferguson, our Tearaway Centre three-quarter.
Radio Hub is Australia's premier podcasting facility. With high-quality sound equipment and production services, Radio Hub is a one-stop shop for all your podcasting needs. So, if you're ready to jump into the exciting realm of podcasting, contact Radio Hub on 0402 870 900 or email info@radiohub.com.au.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio, fans. And of course, on the line is our striking centre three-quarter who's off the back of a terrific game in the Anzac Test, boys. Would you please welcome to Roosters Radio, first time in 2017, I should say, Blake Ferguson. Fergo, are you with us?
Yeah, how we going, guys?
Mate, very excited that you've joined us. You know we're a big fan of Blake Ferguson, and we know you're a big fan of Roosters Radio.
I'm a big fan of Roosters Radio, guys.
Now, listen, let's hop straight into your performance last Friday night. You had a blinder. You scored an intercept try. Unlucky not to get a second one. But am I right in believing, Fergo, that you've only had two training sessions?
Yeah, I think we had one on the Tuesday and then we trained probably for about 20 minutes on the Thursday.
Wow. That's amazing. So talk about the combinations. Like that first half, you guys were faultless. You know, the game was over at half time. Is it because of the Kangaroo tour that the combinations were there, or was it just you were just hot on the night?
I take it back to last year when we first came together in the corresponding game against New Zealand in Newcastle. That was a pretty short time of build up, and we gelled pretty good there. And I think they scored one try or something, or I don't know if they even scored. But we went on to the tour at the end of last year, and combinations flourished over there. So I think it was a combination of the two last year.
Mate Fergo, it's Beto here. Mate, listen, just quickly, I was speaking to Lammy last night. He couldn't believe how well you've played considering you've just come together. Just touching on that culture. Mal Meninga, does he have a lot to do with that?
Yeah, well, as soon as he became coach, he realised that the Australian team was getting deprived of what it meant to everyone. So I think what he's instilled into the culture of the Kangaroos is being proud to wear the jersey and doing it justice and making sure that our performances is up to scratch.
Fergo, we get some big names in this studio and none bigger than yours, but we did have Todd Greenberg, our CEO, in here a couple of weeks ago. He mentioned one of his proud moments of last year as a CEO was giving you an award of Player of the Kangaroo Tour. And he said what made him most proud is, you know, the opportunity that it gave you and how it made you feel. He said you teared up and you just thanked him so much for the opportunity. Can you talk us through that?
Yeah, I was pretty shocked, to be honest. I thought there was 10 blokes that could have got the award, and I was lucky enough to get it. And I thank all the boys for voting for me and all that. And it was just a good little achievement, I guess. You don't go on and play footy to get all them achievements or anything. They're just a bonus in the end. So it was a pretty proud moment for me, and I'm pretty happy with it.
Mate, you've worked pretty hard on your game, and you know you've had some highs and lows in rugby league, but no one can doubt your ability. Is it what's the one catalyst or the one key driver you could say is the reason that you've achieved these great highs?
Oh, probably determination and willing to improve and always get better. I know I'm not perfect and no one is, so always trying work on myself and work on things that I can get better on as a footy player. And that's probably one of my strengths is willingness to improve and my determination.
Now, mate, speaking of willingness to improve, we've all got to improve, especially on Sunday. It's Mother's Day. And, mate, one of the things that I think you're also great at, the boys say, is fatherhood. Now, you're a proud father, of course, and that's changed your life, no doubt.
Yeah, it's good. They're both laying down next to me now. They're both knocked out. What is it? They'll be awake in the morning, so get to watch a bit of telly and kick back with the missus.
Mate, what's your best housework attribute? I mean, it is coming up to Mother's Day. What do you do around the house that makes a difference?
Nah, probably nothing.
Nothing?
I don't know. Nah. Oh, I do a little bit. Like, if I get told about 10 times to do the dishes, I'll do them. It just depends. I don't know. Not much.
Well, then, if you haven't got a good one, what's your worst habit?
Worst? Oh, when I walk in the door, just leave a distracted like trail of where I am.
Boots, shoes, shirt.
My socks, my freaking everything everywhere. So, Mrs. hates that. She gets cranky at me, so.
Mate, what do you get yelled at for the most?
My footy boots, because sometimes they get very smelly. So, I've got to chuck them out. But I don't want it because I love like keeping all my stuff, like all my boots and that, because I don't want to give them to people. But some of them stink, man.
Bit of sunshine. Now, mate, we've got the Indigenous round coming up, and it must be great pride. You know, Beto in here, it's great honour for Silky and I to have, you know, Beto in here and, you know, his Indigenous heritage and culture and what his family means to the game, to our club. It's so great for you to be able to partake as a player. You know, a person of great Indigenous pride. What does it mean to you? What does the jersey mean to you?
Oh, it means a lot to have a designated round to celebrate the Indigenous people of Australia. So to be able to play on Sunday, which is Mother's Day as well, which means a lot to me as well. Couldn't be a much fitting day for it. So, yeah, it means a lot, and I'm sure this weekend's going to be a pretty cracker game because I think the Trolls playing this week, and I think he'll be very keen to have a big game as well.
Yeah, of course.
Mate, look. In terms of Indigenous round, I think it's a great success and good idea from the NRL. I think there needs to be more of it too. Like, this is obviously, they have closed the gap rounds every year, but this is the first time every single NRL club are wearing an Indigenous jersey on the same round. What are your thoughts there?
Yeah, I like that. I've seen the photo of all the boys underneath the tree taking photos. So that was pretty cool. And yeah, I think our jerseys, pretty unique. We've only got five Indigenous boys in the top squad, so it's a makeup of like our totems, Chris Smith, Grant Garvey, myself, Latrell,
Connor,
and Ben Connor as well. So there's like Goanna, there's a whale, there's lightning and thunder, lightning, water, and all that type of stuff, and shark for Latrell. So yeah, it's pretty unique, our jersey, and yeah, it's it brings out all of our tribes into one jersey, which is a cool thing.
Mate, Blake, when you were growing up, as a kid, did you ever think you'd be in this position as an ambassador for Indigenous culture?
Probably not. When I was growing up, I used to look up to guys like Greg Inglis and all them type of guys, and now I get to play with them and get to spread the word to all the younger guys, all the younger kids out in the country communities and all that. So, yeah, it's a big, big honour of mine. And, yeah, I'm very thankful and grateful for the opportunity that I've been given in life, I guess.
And finally, mate, we are playing Parramatta, and they're a side that seem to have found a bit of form. They're going to be tough at Fortress Allianz on Sunday.
It'll be a pretty good game, I think. They've got a few players coming back. So, I think one person that we need to look out for will probably be Corey Norman. He seems to, play some really good football. And I think if we can contain him, it'll go a long way to winning the game on Sunday, Arvo.
Now, mate, with it being Indigenous round, we know Latrell's got the kangaroo. If you can cross over in the corner, have you got a little move or a little dance or something that you might be able to share with us?
I'll see what I can do, but I usually like in the moment too much, so But yeah, if I remember when I'm mind you, I've got to score a try first.
just do something simple, like look, drown the barrel of the camera, just mouth Roosters Radio or something.
That'd be easy.
Fergo, we want to thank you so much, mate. It's great to see your form. It's great to see your success. It's great to see your fatherhood, and you've got so much to look forward to when you do finally hang those smelly boots up. But, mate, we want to watch you forever, so don't retire yet, mate, because we're loving it.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for spending time on Roosters Radio.
Thanks, Fergo.
Well, you know, what a great player and what a great bloke. I mean, you know, they give their time, these players, and we very much appreciate on Roosters Radio. There's so many commitments. There's family. There's footy. And Fergo never disappoints on or off the field.
No, he's always been good with us, giving up his time. Continuing on from the Indigenous round, you're involved in the family, the Beatson family's involved with the Murray Cup. It's the, I suppose, for the New South Wales people, it's the equivalent of the Koori knockout in Queensland. Fergo's been a bit of a mentor to some of the young boys up there.
Yeah, no, we've been fortunate enough to have Fergo come up, and once we select the under-15 Murray Queensland side, he's come in and he's said a few words to the boys, and you know, he's really given them that encouragement, and like I said, he's really now an ambassador in terms
of
Indigenous game, you know. Look, coming through the ranks, he matures every single year, but what he puts back into the community, like, people don't understand how he goes out into the community, and he is that role model that everybody looks up to. So, I mean, you've got your GIs, your JTs and all that sort of thing, but I think Blake's a bit of an unsung hero in terms of that.
Boys, before we go to a break, I just want to also make a comment. Fergo touched on it about the jersey, and it's a beauty this year. Beato, you've had a look at it up close, and Fergo touched on it. The totems from the five players are representative of from what part of Australia or New South Wales, wherever they may be. Sorry for Chris Smith, he's from the Northern Territory. So it's an unbelievable jumper, and hats off to Jordan Adler from La Perouse who designed it.
Yeah, well, I think the Roosters engaged Jordan Adler. Look, at the end of the day, where the Roosters' land is, it's La Perouse Land Council, which is a part of the Gadigal tribe. So I think it's only fitting that Jordan Adler design it. And to have her consult with and get all the totems of all the players on board, and it tells a story too. Like those totems tell, every single totem they've got tell a story for their mob and their tribe where they're from. So, no, very good jersey. You know what? I think in terms of Indigenous jersey, I think it's actually the Roosters' first Indigenous jersey. They had a picture of the old man last year.
Yeah, I was going to say that your cousin designed.
Yeah, that's correct. But that was for
Legends Round.
Legends Round, that's correct, yeah.
He does his research, his bloke.
Oh, he certainly does, mate. David.
Copperfield? You're on Roosters Radio. Silky, Bush and Pizza.
If you need your office spick and span, your carpets cleaned, your toilets glam, or your plumbing checked by a maintenance man, call Fit Services. If your outdoors too have been neglected, your car park needs painting, your garden's protected, your pathways swept, or a new fence erected, call Fit Services. Maybe you need something built brand new, an office refurbishment, an extension or two, or an AC system with ducting right through. Call Fit Services. Fit Services. Quality services, second to none. Call 1300 011 011.
Well, we're back, Roosters fans, and we're salivating. There's only a few more sleeps till we take on Parramatta after we give our mums a big kiss, bunch of flowers, a card, and maybe a cappuccino in bed, Silky. Now, last night was the Roosters Juniors reps presentation, and it was an outstanding evening. Congratulations to Justin Stewart, our Matthew Shield coach, Adrian Lamb, RSG ball coach, all of our Roosters community. Ross Norman got a mention. He has to. He's been there for so long, Ross. He's just given up his time, and he's a wonderful man. You know, you got so many other people that are involved in that group. You know, Craig Walker leading the junior reps.
Beecher, Brian Gray.
Yeah, Brian Gray. You know, huge. The names go on, and we could mention everyone, but here all night. But Beetso, the best player for the Matthew Shield?
Yeah, best player for the Matthew Shield, the halfback, Bailey Haywood. He had a really good season. He was picked in the emerging New South Wales squad, the prelim squad, so obviously showed his wares, and he went through a couple of training camps in the meantime, but had a really good season in terms of that, yeah.
Now, mate, I know you got some pretty good mail to stay away from the right shoulder of our best player in the SG ball.
Mate, I've been watching this kid for a couple of years now, young Indigenous kid after my own heart. The winner was Jake Hazard, and I tell you what, this bloke, he can cut you in half, so don't go too close.
Wow. And another young Tari Jr., I believe.
Yeah, he is, and a very promising halfback slash 5'8". He's actually going to be moving on up into the 20 squad.
Silky, we hosted it last night, and there was not much of him, and he was a very shy kid, as they all were, which is a bit of fun, and we had a bit of fun with the boys. But my God, you know, you just don't realise what you're dealing with and you're looking at a player on the field and off the field, do you?
Nah, boys, we should just mention there were four boys from the under-18 side selected in the New South Wales squad. Beetso, you got them there?
I do, mate. Joshua Curran, Jake Cambos, Dwayne Falmuano, and Jake Hazard. So they've been selected in the preliminary New South Wales under-18 squad, and it'll be narrowed down, obviously, closer to the game, but yeah.
And also Kobe Ruglis was selected in the New South Wales under-16.
Yeah, well-deserved. Look, obviously, earlier in the year, he actually captained the under-16 New South Wales Koori side in the victory in the All-Stars, so yeah.
No, he's done a great job, Kobe, and he's a young, proud Paddington colt. Boys, mini football at Waverley Oval. You've only got to go up there Sunday from 8 a.m. to 11. It has been a smashing success. I put a dire warning out to other junior leagues to watch what happens. It's all in one area. It's cups of coffee. It's parents. It's kids from 8 to 10. It's a lot of fun. If you want to play with one of our four great clubs, you've got Paddington Colts, Bondi United, St. Charles and Clovelly. Just contact them through their websites. Get up there on Sundays and get your young kids into mini league.
Mate, just one thing about that. Look, I've been up there the last couple of Sundays. The atmosphere's been great. The parents have been really buying into it in terms of, you know, what it involves. And also, you know what it reminds me of? It reminds me of Queensland Junior League. That's what it reminds me of, because they're getting back to the skills rather than being so competitive about it all.
Very good idea, mate. And, you know, there's no scores unless you speak to someone from the opposition, which I did on Sunday. Young Darren Enright said, "Oh, Bush, we're ahead." I said, "Are you?" I said, "I thought there was no scores." He said, "Only when we lose." I said, "Good stuff. Great way to be." Gents, East Leagues are our sponsor. This is our community partnership and sponsorship with East Leagues. They want us to get everything out on minis. Wyong had the buy silky, which was good on the weekend. But the Crow Valley Crocs have got their 100th year dinner. It's coming up in July. It's at the Randwick Racecourse. We've got to get our fans behind it. You get onto the Crow Valley Crocs website, www.clovelleycrocs.com.au, and you download the brochure, the flyer. You buy your tickets. You contact Leanne Bergen or Trudy Devereaux. Get to the dinner, support this great club on this great milestone.
Yeah, going to be a great night. I've already booked the babysitter.
You're on Roosters Radio. Silky, Bush and Beatso. Well, Silky, it's that time of our show where we get a good mark and a good bit of value for our fans. One of the Roosters' great sponsors, of course, betting.club. And on the line is a man who gives us those great markets each week. And we've changed his name on our program because we just doesn't feel it right. There's no dot in the middle. It's Neil.Evans from betting.club. Welcome, Neil.
Oh, boys, how we doing? Look, how dangerous would that be if I had Neil.Evans as well?
It's got a great ring to it.
Hey? God almighty, that would be dangerous. But, yeah, look, great to be back, boys. You seem in great spirits there, and why not? Because the representative weekend's over, and we charge back into round 10 in the NRL, which is good stuff.
Now, Neil, look, Parra have played it themselves into a bit of form. Roosters, their last match, a last-minute penalty goal, but Roosters are well in front, $1.50 favourites.
Yeah, $1.50 favourite. I think they're entitled to be favourite, mate, but I take your point. I do think Parramatta probably will firm up from that $2.60. The early line's 5.5. Roosters giving up 5.5, of course. Already, they've been reasonably popular at a few of the longer lines at bigger prices, 7.5, 2.10. So, look, there is some early confidence, Roosters. I think it's probably short enough, but I'm certainly happy to be on them for sure.
Now, being Indigenous round, earlier on the program we spoke to one of our proud Indigenous players, Blake Ferguson, and he's $6.50 first try scorer. I might have a little nibble at that.
Yes. Look, I've been going to his wing a fair bit. As you know, I've been talking up Daniel Tupou's wing and trying to get this first try, but I notice they have gone to Ferguson's side a lot more. So given what's happened so far, and I think you're right, I think Parramatta might, you know, start to bounce a bit here. They got that favourable decision, Sammy Radradra putting his life back on track.
Yep.
And that'll be a boost, of course. And with the injury to Thurston, I mean, Corey Norman will want to keep playing well, of course, an outside chance for Origin. I do think Parramatta, you know, I can see why they'd be good value at the price. But I think Roosters 1-12. For me, is a good value. I don't think it'll be a runaway game, but what, I think 1-12 is super value.
What price is that, mate?
Around about the $3 mark.
Okay, nice.
Yeah, $3, 1 to 12, 13 plus at 290. I think they'll switch around as Parramatta shortens. So I think 1 to 12 will probably jump about 270. For those Roosters radio fans out there who like a little bet, we'll throw in a double special here. We'll push the Roosters up to even money at $2. And that $1.12, which I'm pretty confident will go shorter than $3, special offer up to $3.50.
Nice. Wow, you can't beat better than that. That's exotic.
Yeah, yeah, that's that'll give you a real rumble, that will, for sure.
I'm in.
Well, there you have it, Roosters fans. Get on to betting.club. Neil, I might add, I'm not much of a punter, but I do have a bet every now and then. I downloaded your app on our first week, and my family now call me a gambler. I only contribute about $25 a week, but the whole family gets $5 on. I've been following your early tip on Boyd Cordner, and I tell you what, you have given me some moments on the edge of my seat with that because it's in my head. Silky and I have been watching it going, oh, it's the Neil Evans tip. It's the Neil Evans tip. And, oh, he just got pulled down, that great move that him and Junior performed. But anyway, mate, we're looking forward to a couple of results this weekend. And, of course, Roosters to win.
Yes, indeed, mate. We will get that coordinate for sure. $21 first try in the match. I swear you're right. A couple of times he's been through.
Oh, so
and
close.
And they pulled it back like it's in a string, yeah. So, but hang in there. It's all good fun.
And an Indigenous round, it'd be remiss not to mention that Latrell back in the team, and at $7.50, you can't not knock that back.
No, that's good. He's and good to see him back, one of the real excitement machines. It might be good timing for the Roosters as well. So looking forward to the big game on Sunday.
Good on you, Neil. And look, I hope you spoil the bride on Mother's Day out there at the football.
Mother's Day. When's Father's Day again? I always forget that bit.
Yeah, I think everyone does.
All the best, mate.
Okay, boys. Thanks a lot.
Great to talk to you.
There you go, Neil.Evans from betting.clubbush.
Yeah, great man. And we had the pleasure of Neil's company up in the Roosters Radio Captain's Club. And, mate, you know, he's good for a bit of a laugh, good value, and they're doing a great job betting.club at the Roosters. And, mate, it's the easiest app. I've been talking to our punters club. We're all switching over because I've been complaining. I'm going to introduce him to Neil. I'm going to get him on. So, Roosters fans, download it, get on, support all the local clubs because they give so much back to the community and back to the Roosters.
Welcome back to Roosters Radio. Now, boys, Sunday, Mother's Day, Indigenous round. Roosters are back taking on the Eels. Latrell back in the number 3. How do you see it?
Well, big matchup. Parramatta, everyone's had a rest.
You know, a lot of players have played from Parramatta in those rep games over the weekend with the different, you know, Tongan side, the Samoan side, Fijian. They're everywhere. Even the Australian side, we had a you know, representation all over the park, and same with the Roosters. So they're going to come back, these players. They haven't had a weekend off at all. They're going to come back and smash it up the middle. My one, it's one in the forwards, and I'm going to pick Roosters 18, Parramatta 12.
Yeah, look, I think with a bit of pride on the line here, Indigenous pride, that is, you know, all the players will stand up for the Roosters, the likes of Latrell, Fergo, you know, who we interviewed earlier on. Look, Connor Watson, if he's involved, you know, I think they will be, you know, brimming to go, and they will want to do it for their history and their nation.
Tell us the score, son.
Score? I'm tipping 24 to 18.
Well, you know, I think it's going to be a tight one. I'm really looking forward to Tupu matching up on Semi Radradra. You got a bit of height and V power. Of course.
Sounds like a racehorse.
It does. Mitchell Pearce matching up against Corey Norman.
Yeah, Pete.
And then, of course, Kayser Pritchard, the number 9 for the Eels.
Yeah.
Very exciting at dummy half up against Friendly. It's going to be a tight game. I think we'll win, and I think we'll win by 10 points.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm excited by that. Yeah, Tupu Radradra. Tupu's been outstanding this year.
He scored a blinding try for Tonga. Another quick one, Siwa Takiaho is in the run-on side. Aiden Guerra drops back to the bench.
Wow.
Yeah, he's come on strong, hasn't he, Takiaho?
Yeah, coming back from injury.
Yeah.
Well, it's that time we want to thank and celebrate all our mothers on Sunday, and our Roosters mothers in particular. We want to thank you for everything we do. We have enjoyed many, many years in your comfort. And I can tell you safely, let's hope all Roosters get out there and look after their mums on Sunday, wherever they possibly can. We love you, mums. You've been listening to Roosters Radio with Silky, Bush and Beatso.
East to win. Love you, mum.
East know how to play the game. They play it hard and fair. East know how to win the game. They give more than their share. They're great to see in action. These boys will show the way. Put the Roosters on the field, they'll show you how to play. Here come the Roosters, the best we've ever seen. The red, white Roosters, the Eastern Suburbs team.